Tantor Audio presents Augustus, First Emperor of Rome, by Adrian Goldsworthy. Narrated by Derek Perkins. Introduction. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. The Gospel according to Luke, later 1st century AD. This brief mention in the Christmas story must have been the first time I heard of Augustus, and although it is hard to be precise with such early memories, I must have been very young. Like most people who hear these words, I doubt that I thought much of them, and it was only later that my love of history grew and I developed a particular fascination for everything about ancient Rome. You cannot study Roman history without coming across Augustus and his legacy. He was the first emperor, the man who finally replaced a republic which had lasted for almost half a millennium with a veiled monarchy. The system he created gave the empire some 250 years of stability, when it was both larger and more prosperous than at any other time. In the 3rd century AD, it faced decades of crisis and survived only after extensive reform. But even so, the Roman emperors, who ruled from Constantinople until the 15th century, felt themselves to be rightful successors to the power and authority of Augustus. Unquestionably important, his story is at the same time intensely dramatic. When teaching students about Augustus, I have always stopped to remind them that he was not quite 19 when he thrust himself into Rome's extremely violent politics. Hence, almost all.